Dog Poker Web Series. I'm Tone.
I'm Lars.
And this is Lars's idea.
Yeah, buddy. So we actually had the pleasure of playing a poker tournament at Foxwoods recently together.
We did. What was that, 2 weeks ago? A week ago. No,
so
2 weeks ago.
I never really go play very many tournaments, but of course I run into this guy the one time I do.
Yeah, your pleasure.
Okay. We even got at the same table.
On my second bullet, I think.
Yeah. You looked a little tilted when you walked over.
I did. Yeah. I was. I am always
so tilted. When you wake up on your morning to go to Foxwoods, what's the first thing you're doing? You hitting Duncan?
Always. Well, I have to wait for fucking Richie to take the bus. No, takes the train to Oak. No, yeah, takes the train to Oak Grove, and then I usually hit Dunks before we hit the road because he doesn't drive.
Breakfast sandwich, or are you making your own food?
I can't cook an egg, so I have to coffee and what's my and like a usually a bagel with bacon, egg, and cheese.
All right, that's acceptable.
English muffin.
And what? You're booking it like 80 miles an hour down to Foxwoods.
So I have been a little nervous driving fast because I got a ticket going to Turning Stone for $280 last trip. So,
wow.
How
much was the buy-in to the tournament?
What was it? 500? 500, I think. So we, yeah. So
like almost a second bowl.
Yeah, that was like a third bowl. And yeah, so we are team speed limit.
Get wrecked. So,
guy was an asshole cop too.
But how many people were at the tournament?
I think it was 120. No, maybe like 119, something like that.
I really thought there was going to be more people.
Well, it's because they had a 600 locally, and they said they didn't have it because the holidays. I don't know if we're allowed to say where it was. but yeah,
yeah, I went down there with a couple buddies. You know what always happens? The guy that always invites the group down, he always gets knocked out first. So of course, my buddy invites us there. Me and two friends, and everyone's in the tournament. And he's up blasting in PLO.
It's a good thing you had off him the next day, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I might have had to call it sick for that one. I'm not gonna lie, but
I remember you saying like, "Fuck, dude, if this goes deep, I'm fucked."
So I was actually two places out of the money in the tournament.
Actually, who cashed that? Me, right?
Yeah,
I think I got ninth in that one.
Yeah. So, but I left for, I don't know, over an hour, and I came back, and you guys were still doing hand for hand.
Dude, the bubble took 9 hours, legit. All right, an hour and 7 minutes.
That is torture. I was just blasting off in roulette, I'm not going to lie.
Definitely the longest fucking bubble of my life.
It must have been torture. I'm glad I wasn't there for it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it was sucks. Not worth the min cash.
Yeah, but... So, yeah, Sunday, 400 buy-in. The turnout was okay. The tournament ran well, except for most of the players at Foxes are just pretty miserable.
And they're like 100 is the average age.
It's, yeah. Yeah, you definitely feel young.
Although, Linda, what's her last name? Swears? Linda Swears? She was at at the table. I love her.
I don't know if you know her. I used to deal poker there.
You did?
At Foxes.
That was your first job, right?
Yeah.
Like 50 years ago?
Yeah, when they were in the dungeon. Yeah, back
the
in
good
the day.
Days.
Yeah, the good
the good days when I didn't have to see you every day at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, don't know. We'll have to bleep that out later. Yeah. He works locally, guys. Yeah,
yeah. If you don't know, I work in the poker industry. Dynamic here is he's a professional. Just started a new brand, Underdog Poker. Shout out. We can get some merch going.
Boom, boom.
We'll be talking more about that at some point. But next series we have what? Borgata's coming up, right?
That's the next series, yes. We are. I'm going to New York this weekend. We got
Catskills. I've had some crazy times there.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Resorts World.
Shit like that.
But it's in the Catskills in New York. I think that casino is kind of a flop.
I've never been there, but I heard it is fucking beautiful.
It's gorgeous, but I think they wanted to get a lot more people from New York City that never really showed up.
All right, so like, this is going really well. I like it like this.
This is really good.
All right, so let's do it then.
This is what I mean. Like, it's nothing against me or you or the large rank.
All right, so let's do it for real.
We are filming.
You want to do it like this? All right, keep going.
Do you want to keep that part in?
Me doing that? No, we'll cut off.
No, we should keep it in.
That's what I mean. Like, don't stop how you're doing it. You guys are back and forth. And it's
all right, fine. So then we're just going to keep it like that? You want
to
just keep it in?
Well, yeah, let's just keep it. All
right, so then.
And. End.
Well, because Lars thinks he's a comedian, we shot this already with me and Richie, and it was a disaster.
No. Yeah, it
was And Lars hurt my feelings. He's like, dude, it's you rambling for
you talked,
25 minutes.
You literally talked for, it was 25 minutes.
People
Richie
love?
Said seven words.
Dude, it's not my fault he's fucking scared of his own fucking
okay,
voice.
So you can see the audio like move up and down, and his was like a heart rate of a million miles an hour, and Richie's was like deadline. Like he was beep.
Also,
out.
Because Lars won't toot his own horn, the intro, he did that, and it's fucking awesome.
I did create the music, original Larceny music. That was my rap name.
Shout out to whoever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't work anywhere locally. Yeah, yeah. I do have to say, though, Lars, we did, well, in the other video, we gave him a shout out for being the only technician, but he is fucking terrible.
Yeah, no, 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 no. I'm learning. It's a learning
curve. This is a learning curve for everyone, yeah. But it's so far. This is actually going really well, so. Lars is officially on the team.
I told you. I tried to tell him. So,
I mean, he better. I just paid $60 for food. For me, him, and Richie, I had to pay $60 as a thank you for the
brand
for
new headphones.
Damn, that
oh,
is
no, these
they
are
the
bonus. Those are the old ones.
So you gave me the old ones. Yeah, the worst did, headphones, yeah, the worst mic, and I'm the one it's about. That's nice.
Yeah,
real nice. No,
yeah. So.
Anyway.
Catskills. How much is it buying?
Oh, Resort World, you mean? Is it called Resort? What's it called,
it's Resorts World, and it's located in Monticello. Which
you know what's
is,
funny? Everyone kept asking, and I was like, oh, Monte Carlo? And they were like, what the fuck are you saying?
No, it's in Monticello, New York, and that is known as the Catskills, which is a region.
Oh. At some point, well we're going to...
So how much are you going to pay to
right.
enter the tournament?
All right, Richie, what is the buy-in for that tournament?
$285.
$285?
Yeah.
That's it?
Oh,
that's
no,
like
no,
a speeding no, ticket.
That's what I just paid to go to Turnstone. Yeah. What?
$400.
Okay, $400. Yes.
But,
and the guarantee is like, so last year they did it, and it was like a $200K price pool.
Really? Really?
Right? Something like that? Yeah.
I had some good friends working at that casino for a while.
Are you allowed to mention that on here?
Who, them? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't want you fucking getting caught for treason.
Yeah, treason. So 400, is it one day, two?
It
two
is
day?
A three-day event. It is, there's, so it's... 2 day ones, and then the day two ends the Sunday. So it's Friday, Saturday, then Sunday is the end.
Do you know where you're staying yet?
We are staying. Where we booked like Hampton Inn, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hampton Inn.
A little rat.
Dude, I fucking. No. So when we travel, right? Richie would fucking sleep in the dumpsters outside. I am anal about that shit, dude. I'm like, dude, I got to approve this shit. And
do you check the bed for bed bugs when you get there?
No. Because I'm a reviewer. I read the reviews. Like, the one he wanted, the reviews was like cockroaches. I'm like, dude, I'm not fucking staying there.
Do you post reviews after you say?
If I hate them, I actually am a reviewer. I do leave reviews. Like, really? If I like them, yeah. Because people that are like me, they check. Got to check the reviews.
Yeah, well, some people don't write
like
the reviews.
When people say, how is Lars as a technician, my review is going to be fucking horrendous. No.
I think it's engineer, audio and visual engineer. You keep saying technician.
That's you. Same thing.
No, it's not.
It's tone language, whatever.
No, it's, yeah.
I do want people to know because they're going to be like, well, so they're going to like click on this and say tone, and they're going to expect Richie, and they're going to see Lars. And oddly enough, like me and Lars are like kind of like, it's a weird click. Like we actually do click.
Don't make it weird. Don't make it weird.
All right, it's weird. Sorry. As his hands under the table. Yeah. Oh, he's playing footsies with me.
Okay. So.
Anyway, we should have did my idea with me and you instead of me and Richie.
I like this way better.
This is way better.